We on Daf Tzadik Tes Amad Aleph. Let us start from the Mishnah. Elo yamid odom b'shus ha-yochid v'yishte b'shus ha-rabim. B'shus ha-rabim v'yishte b'shus ha-yochid. A person should not stand in one reshus and drink from a different reshus. Elim kein hichnis roishoi v'rubai l'mokim shuhu shoise. Unless roishoi v'rubai is in the reshus that he's drinking from, Bechein begas, and the same halacha applies by agas. Sarashi says, v'yishte b'shus harabim, v'yoyishit zavore l'shus harabim v'yishte, and the reason this is also gzere, shemo yachnis akli etzloi. He might bring the kli from the reshus harabim into the reshus hayochit, since he's standing in the reshus hayochit. Bechein begas, Beforish begmore leinyin maisa. This is how Rava learns pshat v'chein begas, and we'll see the pshat in the gemore. Fregt the gemore, reishe rabbonon v'sefer rabbi meir. He learned on daf tzadik chesam at alef, oimed odom b'shus hayochid, ometaltol b'shus harab. So the reason for this halacha was, we said that it's going according to the rabbonon, that hold that even though he's being metaltal in a different reshus, and he's standing in another reshus, we want Geyser, he'll bring the keli that he's metaltal into the reshus he's standing. This is the svar of the Rabbonon, and Rameir is chaylik. Rameir holds that one is not permitted to stand in one reshus and be metaltal in a second reshus, because of this chash, he might bring in the keli to the reshus he's standing in. So the Gemara asks, Reishe Rabbonon, the Reish is going according to the Rabbonon that hold that we're not Geyser Shema Yachnisenu, and our Mishnah V'Seife, Doshet Loyamid Odom, is Rameya. Amar Rav Yosef, Bechfeitzim, Shetzrichen Loi, V'Divrei Hakel. So Rav Yosef says it matters. If the Dvorim, he's being metaltal in the second Rishus, he doesn't need, so then we want Geyser that he might bring them into his Rishus, that he's standing it. But if the chafetzim is metaltal, the other reshus he needs, then we will geyser, he might bring them in. Let us see Rashi. Zok Rashi, reishe rabbonon, lo'el akimne lo'odik toni, oimed odom b'shus ha-yochid, umetaltal b'shus ha-rabim, ke rabbonon, this is going according to the rabbonon, de pligi alei de rameya b'masnisin, which are choylik and Ramey and the Mishnah Gabi Mavteyach. Ramey holds a person is not permitted to stand in one reshus and open up with a key, a lock in another reshus. And they hold v'loy gazrin in shema yachnes. That was the reshe and daf tzadik chesam at base. V'hochi gozar, and here the Mishnah was gozer, shema yachnes keramey. Now Rashi has an interesting kash. Why do you have to say that the reason this is also is alts gzeire? Let us say that this is also meikar adin. Now what's meikar adin? That's why it's also. Yamid odom b'shus ha-yochid, v'yishte b'shus ha-rabim, because he's machnis b'shus ha-rabim when he drinks the water, not geyser, he'll bring the keli into the reshus hayochid. In the matzav that he is standing, so through drinking in the reshus harabim, the water is going to end up in the reshus hayochid. So therefore, the etzim shtiyah is a davar ha'osa min ha'teire. V'hol ekel ha'mayim v'dishtiyah samayim tehevi achnos kemashtin v'roik, just like mashtin v'roik is called Ahitzah from one reshus, another reshus, so shti is also called Hachnos Deloy Domi. The Hosam Ka'okar Mirshus Zu, Kovad Anochel Reshus Zu, by Mashtin Veroik, he's Oike from one reshus, and he's Menich in another reshus. Havu Shoise Oved Akire, Vahanoche Bechod Reshus, Ta Beshushu Shoise Bo, Piv Oimed, Bepiv Him Nochim Miyat. Shirashi says, by every shtiye, there is a henochek dume bepiv before it goes down his throat. And since the peh is oimed in the same reshus of the mokim he was oike the mayim from, so it's not called that through the shtiye he made a hachnose, because there's a henoche in the peh. That's if he would keep his mouth open and someone would pour it straight down his throat, So then, Takya, there would be Oser al Tachnose, the person who's picking up the mayim and throwing it, pouring it down his throat. But normally, when a person drinks, there's a Hanoche Kol Dehu Bepiv, so Memele, so therefore, there's no Issa whatsoever. The Ritis Loshen of Rashi, it would seem, that the Shoisa Ovid Akire Vahanoche Bechoda Reshusa, the Beshushu Shoisa Bo Piv Oime. So it seems Rashi is saying that the pair is the same Reshus as where the pair is standing. The Svas Emes before in, and Daf Chof says that L'chayre, this is not true. That we had a Gemara in Shabbos Daf Gimel Amid Beis that if a person is standing in a Shus Ayochid and he sticks out his hand into another Rishus, the hand does not have dinim of that Rishus, it doesn't have dinim of the Rishus he's standing in. Mika din samokim ptur. So the Sfas Emes wants to say that that's also pshat over here. That it's not the Hanoche, not he made an Akira Bershus Arabim and Hanoche Bershus Arabim. It's really Anoche B'mokim Ptur, but the Loshen of Rashi is not mashma like that. Al Koponim, what is the Gemara answer? The Gemara answer is B'chafeitzim Atzrichem Loi. Is Afilu Rabbonu Moide de Goza Bohu. If the tiltul in the Rishus that he's not standing in is with Zvorim that he needs in this Rishus, is Afilu Rabbonu Moide de Goza Bohu. The mitayr shu tzorich lem, since he needs his chafeitzim, yach nisei metzloi. Hilkach, mashkin alolu tzrichin loi, he needs his mashkin, so memele, it will be more convenient for him if he'll bring the mashkin where his goof is, into the reshus ayochid, is therefore vigozrina, therefore we're goyza. Zog te gemara weiter. Iboy elohu, kalmelis mai, what halacha will apply by a kalmelis. The Mishnah said, if he's standing in the Rishus HaYoch, he's not to drink from the Rishus HaRab, unless he's Roy Shiverubay. Kalmelis mai. Omer Abaye hi. So Abaye said, the same halacha will apply, just like we were goyzer by Rishus HaYoch and Rishus HaRab, or then a kalmelis in the Rishus HaRab. So Trashi, kalmelis mai, ma'o sheyamayt be kalmelis, ויישתה בשוס היוחד, אוי בשוס הרב, היא, כי היחד לא ימי בשוס הרבים, ויישתה בשוס היוחד, כך לא ימי בקלמלס, ויישתה בשוס היוחד. The same halacha applies. We have had the Tosfos already a few times in the sugya, since this is a gzeire shchiche, so even though it's a gzeire legzeire, but this gzeire legzeire, they were geyser since it's very, very shriach to come to be nirshal a yedesh to yosai with a hachnosa oitzo. That's Svaris Abai. Omar Rove, and Rove is chaylik. He goof exeir. The etzim taking in from a Rishus Arabim to a Kalmelis is exeir. Maybe might take into Rishus Ayochid. Svana, nekim, venigzer, exeir, exeir. Now we should ask her shtie. Because he might come to take in, which is also Osar al Gzeire, maybe he might take in by Rishu Yisderais. Zot Rashi, he goof Gzeire, Ida Ayel Legabe Kli, for bring in a Keli, like Isura Dierais, El Gzeire de Rabona, to Leilaisi Lafuki Meshus Ayoch Lushus Arab, Pana Nekim Venigzer, Shtia Oto Achnosis Keli, so we should ask the Shtia Oto Achnosis Keli, which is also only Osa Altsagzeir. So that this is the Machloikis Abaye Verot. Omar Abaye Menoa Minolo, that they ask the Philobaya Kamalis, Midiktoni, it says, Vechain Begas. The Mishnah says, Vechain Begas. Vahai Gas Maihi. Irishus Ayochid Rashi says, if it's a Rishus HaYochid, the Koma, the Loyam, it's a Rishus HaRab, the Yoishit, Tzavorei, Begaz, the Gaz was the Mokim, where they clutched out the grapes, and it went into a boil. But if we're speaking about that it is, it's a Rishus HaYochid, well, in the Mishnah means, Loyam, Rishus HaRab, the Yoishit, Tzavorei, Begaz, the Yitokli, the Yishteh, Atana Leiresha. Ella lav begas kalmelis, kagain shayne gavoye yud. The gas is a kalmelis. The kochach, the Mishnah wants to be marbe, that a filu by a kalmelis, also, one should not be shayse, even though it's reshu yeis the rabbon. The Rava amar le'in yemaisa. Rava says no. But that what it says in the Mishnah, v'chein begas, is speaking about Maisa. What is Paul speaking about Maisa? That Emerson, before the Yayin, which is Allah Gas, is before Gemar Malacha. The Gemar Malacha of Yayin is when it's Nichnas into a boil. After it is on the gas and it's Oiske Kvetch, so the wine runs down into a boil. The wine that enters the boil is Chayev B'Maisa Minatayre. That's the Gemar Malacha. And then, It's tevel min ha-teira. Kol zman the yayin is on the gas, it is only a tevel min darabonim, because it's before gmar malach. Now, by tevel darabonim, the halach is as follows. That achilas aray is mutter, and achilas kva is osa. So, v'chein amar av sheishis, v'chein begat, le'in yemaisa. This nan, we learned in the Mishnah as follows. Sheisin al hagat. A person is permitted to drink yayin that he was moizig ala gas. He's standing on the gas, and memele, he's allowed to drink yayin mozik. Kozman is on the gas. Bein bechamin, bein betzayna. Upota, he's pota from afroshes maisa, dibre rabbi meir. So the chiddush of rabbi meir is twofold. Number one, that even though he was moizig the yayin, afalpi kein, that does not make it a shtiyat kva. It is still considered a shtiyas aroy. Number two, it is only considered a shtiyas aroy if the mokim ashtiyah is alagat. So memele, that is also not a mokim which one normally drinks. So he is shoyst and alagas, so that, and even though it's mozug, so this has aloha of a shtiyas aroy. So maybe it's aroy upotel, so he doesn't have to be mafresh maisa before he drinks. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Lezer Bar Tzodik Mechay. Rabbi Lezer Bar Tzodik holds that the minute you are moizik the yayin, that gufa gives it a din shtiyas kva. So standing on the gas will not change the situation. So therefore, it is a shtiyas kva. So mechuyev to be mechay. It is mechayev to be mafresh maisa before you drink it. The Chachamim Oimrim, the Chachamim say as follows, Allah Chamim Chayiv, if he was Moizig it Bechamim, so then he's Chayiv to be Mafrish. Why is he Chayiv to be Mafrish? Then Shoysen Lagas will not help, because after one was Moizig Bechamim, he made him a Ziga on a certain amount of Yayin Bechamim, so that Yayin he has to drink up. He can't spill it back to the gas, because the chamim could be mechametz the rest of the wine. So that means if he had taken out a certain amount of wine and was moizig the wine in an oifen that you can't pour it back to the gas, so that alone makes it a shem shtiyas kva. Ala tzaynon, but if he was moizig it betzaynon, so mamele, he's not forced to drink all the yayin that he was moizig, so we consider it, if it's alagas, it was only meziga betzainen, so therefore he is considered a shtiyas aroi, pota mineshe marzir es hamoizah, because he's not forced to drink the whole wine that he was moizig, he can return, he can be marzir hamoizah alagas. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, let's see the face of this on that topic test. For him, begas on yemaisa perish, shetzor yachnis roish virubi alagas, vaydei kach mutalishtois bacholinyan vahainu keramea, that it's going according to Ramea, that shoyten alagas is muta bein becham and bein betzaina. Maybe they hopped on Ramea because it says stam shoyten, and the mission did not differentiate what kind of a maziga we're speaking about, because it also could be going according to the Chachomim b'mezigis tzaynan, but Taisa says it's going according to Rameya. So it could be because the
the stimus loshen Mishnah, which does not differentiate how the mezigah was, vices b'choloif and shayson alagat, the mameh that has to be going according to Rameya. Let us see Rashi, v'chein begas, this we said already, shayson alagas, oymed alagas, v'shayson. A person is oymed alagas, v'shayson. The whole man shaloi heitziyei lochut, did not take it out of the gas, lav shtiyas kvahi. This is not considered a shtiyas kvah. Who potter min ha-maisa. So he's potter min ha-maisa, and Rashi and Shabbos explained, because it's before Gmar Meloche. So memeila before Gmar Meloche, it's only a tevel darabon and darachilas kvah, only shtiyas kvah zosa. Bein shem mozgei bechamim, bein shem mozgei betzoinim. Mechayev, in Rabbi Lezer ben Bar Tzadik holds that you have to be mafrish. B'mezige shem moizgei b'mayim mashvelei kva. The mezige makes it for ashtiyas kva, and the gas will not help the situation. And the chachamim say it matters. What kind of a mezige there was? Alachamim chayim. Vein roi lachzer hamoisa. It's impossible to pour back the rest of the wine. Shemekalkalayayim, because since it was mozuk b'mayim chamim, some amele will be mekalkal the rest of the wine. Hilkach ki mozuk lay b'chamim adayte lemishtiye kule mozuk lay. So the meziga was with a dat, they'll have to drink this all up. Umashvilei, so that alone makes a meziga skva. Avo meziga stoine, lemashvilei kva, dil meshosi pulta mahadil. So Memele, the Mezigah doesn't make it cry. So how much he drinks, Havaroi. Maslisin the Ktoni v'chein begas, Rameyri. Ktoni, so now what is the Mishnah saying? Lo yameid al gabi karke v'yishte begas, lo yach roshes maisa, elim kein hichnis roshay v'ruboy legas. Now what is pshat in this halokhe? So Rabbi Kebeger, Mesech the Shabbos, Rabbi Kebeger says that lechayre, if it's roishoy in the gas, and ruboy is chutz legas, so the whole reason they answered it is because shema yachnisenu, because he might bring the keli into the mocking where gufa is in it. So Rabbi Kebeger asks, Rabbi Zay doesn't understand what is Maisa better than a Kabbalah? Just like Rabbi said, if the whole Israel of bringing in is an Israel the Rabbonon, so they didn't ask for Shtiye, Gzeire, Shem Yachnis, because it's a Gzeire, Gzeire. Rabbi Kebeger asks, so here it's also the same thing. We're speaking about before Gmar Melochim. So before Gmar Melochim, is bechlal nochi yiftevel min atayre. The whole iser of shti is kvah, the differentiate between ari and kvah is only a din in atevel darabono. So the whole iser of a shti is kvah was speaking about that if it will be chutz legat, according to Ramei, it's called a shti is kvah, this is only an iser darabono. So if it's an iser darabono, so why did they ask? What is the difference between maiser and the Carmelites? That's what the Kvegas Kash. The Kvegas Blight by itself here. The Svathemis and Shabbos of Yudalafam at Beis wants to say, and he says, could be smashma like that from our Rashi here in Erevin. Rashi doesn't say too much. He wants to say that here, that was the Mishnah put together, these two halachas. Lo yamid odom b'shus ha-yochid v'yishtu b'shus ha-ram. Helim kein hichnis roishe berubay, lemokim shushoise, vechein begas. That what the Mishnah brought these two halachas together is that the halach is the same. That if roishoy is in the other rishus, it's also nid roishe berubay. But the reasons for these two halachas are taka different. The reason of the reishe is als kseire. That if it's roishoy b'shus acheres, he might be machnis the keli to where his goof is. That is the reason by the first halach of the Mishnah. The reason of the second halach of the Mishnah is not als gzeire. That Chazal said if it's shoysin alaga, it's only called ashtiyas aray if it's shoysin alagas. So when is it called shoysin alagas? Shoisen ala gas means if either he's standing on the gas, Ashi says shoisen ala gas, oimed ala gas v'shoise. If the moki mashtiya is ala gas, so that's called shoisen ala gas. So our Mishnah says, at least in order to consider the shoisen ala gas, need roishi v'ruboy there to make it shoisen ala gas. Then it's considered that he's drinking it ala gas. If it's only Roshay there, so even though Rashi said a shtikteir over here, that Lagabi Melechah Shabbos is called Ozanoche Kolduhu in Bepiv, so it's not called being Oike from Rishus Ayochi to Rishus Araben, that's in Hilche Shabbos. But Al Kaponim in the Halach of Shoysen Alagaz, if only Roshay is in the Rishus Agaz, that is not considered Shoysen Alagaz. That's how the Sfas Emes wants to for Emperor Rabbi Kebegis Kash. Zot the Mishnah weiter. Now we have to see the Perish Chai. Let us look. 2:16, 23, 24, 25. Zot the Mishnah. Koileit Adam min ha-maschila lemata miyud. A person is permitted to be koilit. Klita is called that if you have water running out from the maschila, and here we have a picture 23 and page 216, and it ran out from the maschila, and it was nichnas la'avir, so now he's koilit this mile. It's koilet adam min ha-maschila. A person is permitted to be koilet the mayim that is running out of the maschila. So he's koilet it ba'avir. Lemato miyut tvochim. Even though the maschila is less than yut tvochim. So l'chayre, there'd be a mokim to say that the maschila is not a rishus hayochid. So even though he's standing in the Rishus HaRabim, but he's not taking from a Rishus HaYochid, that's what one could think. So the Mishnah says Nitazai. That L'mata meyut tvochim, Kailat Adamin HaMaschila, L'mata meyut tvochim, we'll see in Rashi why it says L'mata meyut tvochim. That is permissible. Umin HaTzinoyer, from a Tzinoyer, so Tzinoyer is picture 25, the Iker could be, the Achsema from the Ritve would be that the difference between a Tziner and a Maschila is that the Tziner juts out from the Rishus. It is Rochik, the Pi HaTziner is Rochik Gimel Tvochim. It could be higher. He made a long drain pipe over here. But Ulcheira, that's not the Iker. The Iker is that the Pi HaTziner usually was always three tvachim away from the God. We'll see that, and that is the criteria. Mina tzinoir. And if he wants to take water from the tzinoir, mikol mokim shoise. Mikol mokim, Rashi learns pshat, means b'chol inyan. That means it does not have to be al yedei klita only, like picture 23. It could be through tziruf. Tziruf is that he's taking the keli and putting it flush next to the tzina or the maschila. So the Mishnah is saying, before we'll see Rashi, the lomdus, so the Mishnah is really saying as follows. Keilet adam mina maschila lamata miyutvachim. A maschila says lamata miyutvachim, so klite is mutter. To take it after it's nichnas la'avir is mutter. But tziruf is also. But if he's taking the water from a tziner, is mikol mokim b'chol inyan b'chol oifen. That means bein al yedei klite, bein al yedei tziruf. Shoyis is permitted to drink the water. Now let us see Rashi to understand the lumdis of the Mishnah. Zot Rashi. Koilet odem min ha-maschila lamata miyutfochem. We're speaking about a maschila that is lower than yutvach. So Rashi gives us a shtickle hakdome. Gagin shalahem chalokim hoyu. Their gagin were straight. They weren't slanty. Vitochim betit, they used to smear them with it, ubalzavim ktanim harbe hoyu legag. And in the gag alone, there were many malzavim, like tunnels, that we see in the picture, in picture 23, we see there were some indentations in the tit, that the water ran out into the maschila. That's how they used to ensure that the water would not remain on the roof, and it would run out into the maschila. Malzavim ktanim harbi oyu legag, lohoitzi amai, to take the water from the gag. The noisnim lamata mehem, underneath these malzavim, bach, a board. Rashi would seem is not the way the Pesach Chaim made it. It's what's it's a semicircle. Rashi might say it's a push the board also. Anyway, the noisnim lamata mehem, underneath these malzavim, there was a daf kineged oirech hakoisel b'shipua. There was a daf that went the whole length of the kaisel. V'chol amazavim shoifchin olav, and all the mazavim on the roof ran into this maschila. And v'hu mevi, and now the maschila brings kol amayim l'mokim echot, that all the mayim comes to one place. Shelo yaziku es hakaisel, like this it would trip on the kaisel, and the kaisel would get damaged. Now, so that is the Hakdomah. So now we know what a maschila is. Yeah, Omer is Odom, Bershus Haram. A person is permitted to stand in Rishus Haram. The Kailet Bekeli, Lamata Meyutfochim. He's Kailet Bekeli, Lamata Meyutfochim in Amaim, Ayurdim in a maschila. From the water that's running out of the maschila. The Kailet Dafke. He's only permitted to be koilet. That means after it's nichnas la'avir, he gets it from there. He catches it from there. But he should not be mitzaref, make close his mouth, oikli l'maschila, shehu bepoches mishloishe samach lagat, which is poches mishloishe samach lagat. Is the maschila is poches mishloishe samach lagat. Even though, if it's Bachas Mishlois, but Lamata Miyut, my time, the Hoyul Umutelas Lo'irech HaKoisel, since this Maschila is the whole length of the Koisel, Ubesoich Gimel Legag, Tam Yelegag, so it is considered as an extension of the Gag. Fahavi Kemoitzi Min HaGag, Shehu Rishus HaYochid, L'Rishus HaRab. So Rashi says, that's in the case of Tziruf, and that's picture 24. So in the case of a keli, it's zicha like that, we're having a two chedushim. At the Emerson, since the maschila is toich gimel of the gag, so we consider that it is on one level with the gag and an extension of the gag. So therefore, it has also a Shem Rishus HaYoch. Now, if he's standing in a Rishus HaRabim, as picture 24, and he takes a Keli, it's Lamata Meyud, as we mentioned before. Now, Lamata Meyud, if a person holds a Keli in a Rishus HaRabim, the Gemara says on Daf Hei Amud Aleph in Shabbos, that the Keli has a din of a Rishus HaRabim, the Keli which is Ba'av Rishus HaRabim, is a din Rishus HaRabim. So Memele, the water that is, so it comes out, he's taking water from a Rishus HaYochid to a Rishus HaRab. So Memele, so that is also, Bukhari wasn't oikered from the Rishus HaYochid, it's running down, but Al Kaponim, this is also. Now Rashi says, Piv is also. Now, Piv is also, because since he's standing, this is different than the Rashi before on Amud Aleph, because Rashi on Amud Aleph said, Bei Asis, Piv is considered a different Rishus. Asis, he was speaking about that the Maschil is a Rishus HaYochid, But the pip, since his goof is standing b'shus haram, so the pip is also b'shus, has a din b'shus haram. Different than before. So even though there'll be anoche b'seich pip, so it's the same problem. He's taking from a reshus hayochid to a reshus haram. So therefore, it is also to make tziruf. Koilet, if he's koilet, so then if he's koilet, it's mutter, because then it comes out, he's getting the water, after the water fell from the maschila, it fell into the aver reshus haram. So now it's in aver reshus haram, so it's in reshus haram already. So he's taking the water now from Ave, so he's standing in the Rishus Haram. He's taking water from a Rishus Haram, which is no problem whatsoever. Here it's considered he's taking water from a Rishus Hayochid. If the Maschila is Teich Gimel to the God, it's considered he's taking water from a Rishus Hayochid. Uminatziner Mikol Mokim. Kloima. Then, what's Mikol Mokim? He says, that's a Rashlan's chant, the Mishneh. By a Maschila it says, Koilet. The oifen has to be to an oifen of klita ba'avir. But, minatina, mikol mokim, b'chol oifen shoise, kloima, bein koilet, bein mitzah. Why? Mishum, the tzina lo oilam oruch v'yoytze lo shusaram. The tzina always goes out to the reshusaram, and it's never toich gimel to the god. Like a lemeima lovot. You can never say that the piatzino is lovot to the god. So if it's not lovo to the gag, so memele, so it's an ave reshus haram, so it's a reshus haram. The kivin to lamata miyasoru, since this is lamata miyasoru, we're speaking lucky surah, there is no issa. So therefore, tziruf is also permissible. The gemara muki lok she'ein bepiv arbo, that the p of the Tzinoir does not have Dalit al Dalit for him, and that would be picture 28. Then Yesh Betzina Dalit al Dalit, if the Pea Tzina is Dalit al Dalit, so then this is a Shem Kamalis. And so then it would be also to take three Mitzaref from the Tzina to where he's standing, because then it's considered like he's taken from a Kamalis to a Rishu Sarab. But we're speaking about it doesn't have Dalit al Dalit, so there's nothing wrong with what he's doing. So he's taking from a Mokim Ptur to a Shusarab. Dr. Rashi, Bekivin de Lamata Miyasaru, Laki Suri, Begmo Mokim Lok Shein Bepiv Abo. The Loi Gazrin in Oto Eicha de Yisbe Abo, Fakt Rashi, let us be Goyza. But if we'll be matter to take from a Tzinoir, he might take from a tzina that has a bo, so Rashi says, dinami ispe dalet, afilu, it would have a bo, so kamalasu, so this is a kamalas. The loy gavoya asore, the pi a tzina is not gavoya asore. So memele, so therefore they were matir to be mitzarev by a pi a tzina. Asha enken to be mitzarev by a maschile, since the maschile is toich gimel, since the maschila, that's how Rashi said pshat, the Mishnah doesn't say that. But Rashi said that it's toich gimel. It's toich gimel to the gag. So here's a loche of gag, memele, so tziruf is also, because it's considered he's taking from a rishus, a yochi to a rishus arab. Mishmochi nokat masnisen gabi maschila lemato miyut. Or koilet. Now, Rashi had a kasha. What is the lumdus of Koilet? The lumdus of Koilet, we'd explained, is because he's not taking from a Rishus Hayochid. The water left the Rishus Hayochid, it came into Avir Rishus Haram, and the Mele, so he's taking from Avir Rishus Haram. So Rashi is a Meiridik kasha. So if the heter by Koilet is because he's taking from Avir, so then it does not matter the height of the maschila. And if the maschila will be lamayla miyut, so it also should be muta, because if it's lamayla miyut, so the water that's running out is coming into an avi mokim ptur. Shusarabim is oila ad yut. After yut, it's a mokim ptur. So there's no reason why I shouldn't be able to be koilet the mayim in the avi mokim ptur. So why did the Mishnah specify that the maschila is lamata miyut? That is Rashi's kasha. So Rashi, Mishmochi, Noket Masnisen Gabi Koilet.
maschila matam yudak, it's koilet, so there's no difference. I'm not taking from the maschila, I'm taking from the avir. So it doesn't matter where the maschila is situated. So Rashi says, einachanami. The halacha of koilet by maschila does not matter if it is lamatam yudak, lamailam yudak. But the Tana wants to be Messiah, that from the Tzina you can take B'chol Oysa. Bein Ayidei Klite, Bein Ayidei Tziru. The Ila Maila Meyud. Now, if the Maschil will be Ila Maila Meyud, and the Tzina will be Ila Maila Meyud, that's why it's Mashmeh, not like the picture in the Perishchai. The Tzina was the same height as the The tzina was the same height as the maschila, but the tzina jutted out into the reshus harab. But ve'ila ma'ila miyud, if the tzina would be la ma'ila miyud, lo mishteri tzira v'tzina, then tzira v'tzina would be also k'zeira otar tzina shebepi v'arbo, because then we'd be goyze for tzina shebepi v'arbo, the kamapik meshus hayochid l'shus harab. Aval klita v'lo la ma'ila miyud nami mishteri, the avira who mokim ptur, because it's an avir mokim ptur. So the whole reason the Mishnah specified lamata miyud was to tell me davke lamata miyud we are matar tziruf minatzina. That's what we spoke about lamata miyud. Zakh the Gemara koilet in avol metzarif loy. The Mishnah says by maschile davke koilet is muta avol metzarif loy. Like the Gemara, my time, the Gemara as yet did not know that it's speaking about Toich Gimel to the Gag. Omar Rav Nachman, Hoche b'maschile poches mi Gimel somach legag askina. So Rav Nachman said, I'm here the Kechidish, that it's speaking about Toich Gimel, and the whole poches mi Gimel somach legag ke Gag domit. Really, I'm here the Kechidish, because even though it's Toich Yud already, but it seems somehow a nitpal to the Gag, since it's Toich Gimel, has a Shem Rishus HaYochid on it, so Memele, so therefore, Tziruf is awesome. Tanya Nami Hochi. Now the Gemara brings a Barais. Oy Meid Odom Bershus HaYochid. Now, this is Rashi's Gil. So, Oy Meid Odom Bershus HaYochid. The person is standing Bershus HaYochid. Umagbia yodoi lemailo mi asoret tvochim. He lifts his hands lemailo mi asoret tvochim from the Rishus HaYochid he's standing on. Let us look at picture 26 on page 217. He's standing on the roof of his house. And there's a gag, there's a two-story building next to him. So he wants to be koilet the mayim that is running from the two-story building. So now, the Baraisa says as follows. Tanya nami hochi, oimet odom bershus hayochi, umagbia yodoi lemailo miyasoret fochim, lepoches mishloishe, to an area that is poches mishloishe somuch legag, vekoilet, and he's koilet, ubilvad shelo yitzari. So how do we learn pshat? So what is the Tanya Nami Hochi? So Lochaira, the whole Tanya Nami Hochi, the Gemara knew before that Tziruf is also. Kailetain, Avo Metzarif Loi. That is the Ibra in the Mishnah. The whole, what did Rav Nachman accomplish? Rav Nachman accomplished that Tziruf is also, when it is Toich Gimel to the Gag, then Tziruf is also. So this Teretz of Toich Gimel stayed in the Baraisa. Oy med odom shesayoch, mi yodoy lo maylo me yasoro tvorim, le pochais mi shloyshe somach le gag, u bevad shelo yitzare. So it says, Tziruf is also ter shloyshe somach le gag. So lechere, that is the raya to Rav Nachman, that Toich Shloyshe, the raya to Rav Nachman is that Toich Shloyshe is Hashem gag, and therefore Tziruf is also. Tanya Idoch, we learned another Baraisa. This Baraisa started out with the Tzad Hefer and was Messiah with the Tzad Yisrael Tziru. Tanya Idoch, lo yamid odom b'shus hayoch vi yodi lamayla mi asara tfochim le poches mi gimel somach lagag to an area that is poches gimel somach lagag vi yitzaret avul kaila tu b'shois abaklite salochere. That is the Ivre of the Baraisa that we're being a raya. The Gemara did not understand why Lamata miyud, there is any sort of issa whatsoever? So the Gemara answered, yes, Teich Gimel is a locha of Gag. Let us go a little further. Min hatzino mikol mokim shayse. Suppose this is the seifa of our Mishnah. Min hatzino mikol mokim shayse. One is permitted to be shayse any oifen. B'chol inyan shayse. Bein ayyidei tziruf, bein ayyidei klide. So the Gemara brings down a b'raise. Tone, im yesh b'tziner dalet al dalet. But what if the tziner is dalet al dalet? Also. So then, Tziruf will be awesome. Neshu kemaitzi, mirshus lishus, he's taking from a Carmelist to a Rishus Haram. That is the Gemara. Now let us see Rashi. Tetrashi mitzaref, piv, oichovis lemaschile, v'ave kishoyev mimena. It's like a yeshoyev. It's not an emissary sha'eva. He's not oike bechlal. It's not oike from the maschile. It's running into his mouth. Okay, libalk upon him by putting it next to Abba Kishoyev mimen. Tanya nami hochi. So Rashi says, what is the raya from the beraisa? The pochais mi gimel somach legag. Kigag domi. That is the raya from the beraisa. That was the chiddush of Rav Nachman. That pochis megimel is a shame gag, so tanya nami yochi, the pochis megimel, samach legag, ki gag domi. And therefore, ba mitzarev mishom, ke mitzarev begag. It's like he's being mitzarev from a gag, like he's taking from a rishus hayoch. Now what does the Baraisa say? The Baraisa speaks about a different case. Oymed odom b'rishus hayochit. A person stands b'rishus hayochit, ki goin begag, he's standing on a gag, v'koylet, min ha'aver mayim sheyordim migagay shel chaveroi, aber loy yitzarif. Ubimas nisen nami shamati dohochi garsinen min hatziner umikol mokeim veloy garsinen Mikombokim Beloivo. The Beltinerov wants to be gairus over here, we've got to be a little clearer. Let's be Moichik the Shamat, the Nami. The Nami doesn't make too much sense. Period. The Val Rashi et Zed Pshat in the Gemara, and Fartik, we know the whole Hemshech HaGemara. Ubemasnisin Shamati, the Hochi Garsinin, U min hatziner. That regardless in the Mishnah, u min hatziner, harisinen u min hatziner, u mikol mokay. Period. Now, let us just say ivre from what this girsa means. Koilet odom min hamaschila lemato miyutfochim. A person could be koilet from, koilet means that there's a hefsik ave. Koilet odom min hamaschila lemato miyutfochim. Umin hatzina. And if it's koilet from a tzina, he's also permitted to be koilet from a tzina. Umikol mokim, or for any other place. Shoise. So according to this girse, Mishnah is telling us a person is only permitted to be koilet mayim. Tziruf is never osa. Now the Mishnah is telling us three cases of klita. Koilet odom min hamaschile, u min hatzina, u mikol mokim. Any other place. That pshat. Masnisin shamati, dahochi garsinin. U min hatzina, u mikol mokim. Loi garsinen mikol mokoim beloivo. Le mishri tziruf. That means, umi, if he does umi kol mokoim with a vov, so it's another. Umi natzino, umi kol mokoim. And they're not goyres without a vov, because then mikol mokoim is a pirish ami natzino. Umi natzino mikol mokoim. From a tzino you can take a filo ide tziruf. Loi garsinin mikol mokim beloivov le mishre tziruf. Ela umi kol mokim. Kloima, Mikol Mokim, Amikaleach, any other place it's running out, Koilet, you Koilet. So Mamele, the Mishnah Tanya is three Ifanim of Koilet, Mafila, Tzina, and any other place. So Rashi has on this pshat two kashas. Umatzosi b'tesefte, the tziruf muter b'tzina l'mata miyud. So kasha number one, Rashi found the tesefte. The tesefte says that it is muter, that it is muter to make tziruf on a tzina l'mata miyud. According to this girse, tziruf is also koilet. Only a person is only permitted to be koilet mina tzina. Kasha number one. Kasha number two, Ba'oid, Hodekoma Tane, Im Yesh Betziner Arbo Osa. We learned Abaraisa, that if in the Tziner there's Arbo, so then it is Osa. So now, according to this Loshin, Tziner Tziruf was never Mutter, Tziruf was never Mutter Afilu Betziner. What is only Mutter? Klite. So Rashi asks, what is it going on? Aklite, if it's going on klite, so my mershus leshusike. So why is it also? I'm talking about klite. So klite, I'm not taking from the tzinor. I'm taking from the yavil. So what kind of mershus leshusike? V'i atziruf, if it is going atziruf, masnisin nami osa afilu k'sheim boi arbo. The Mishnah aser afilu, there's no arbo. So memele, so that's the second kasha of Rashi. V'ani shamati, that the tone is going, is Rashi rakash, da atirutze de masnisin, that this is going on the terrace of the Mishnah. The Kimne Bipoches Migimbal Legak. That it is going on the terrace. We said that what? When, why is Tziruf also? When is Tziruf also? Poches Migimbal. Holav Hochi. But if it is Gimel Tvachim Mitzalfin. So now, so that what the Gemara said. The Gemara said that when a Tziruf also only Toich Gimel, but Lemata Mi Gimel, Tziruf is Mutter. So the Baraisa says, but if it will be Dalit Tvachim, then Tziruf will be also, even though it's Lemata Mi Gimel, even though it doesn't have a Shem Rishus HaYochid, there's a Shem Talmudus. So Rashi says, "Ve'ein derech loshen hashas kein, loymer tone atiretz amiroim." That we're saying a baraisa that means from the teretz of Rav Nachman. It comes out. That means we learned without Rav Nachman. We learned tziruf is osa. Why if veisnish? But tziruf is osa. Rav Nachman said tziruf is only osa. Toich Gimel. So Rav Nachman was mechadish that tziruf will be mutter. So now we're bringing a baraisa on this memra of Rav Nachman. So Rashi says, "Mein derech loshna shas kein loimer tone atiretz ameroim shloyuska b'mishne." If in the Mishnah we never had this heter that tziruf is mutter, the Mishnah never mentioned that tziruf is mutter. So bringing a baraisa. Elo, ochi garsinin, uminatzine, mikolmoke. Uminatzine, mikolmoke. Yeah. So the girse in the Mishnah is not uminatzine, umikolmoke, alominatzine, mikolmoke. Now, could be there's missing a few words here. Now the Marsha explains what Rashi is going to say further. We have Baruch Hashem bats in the Mishnah, in the Gemara. In the Gemara of Rashi, there was no dots. Between Shoisa, there was no dots. Now let us see how it's read in the Beraisa. Tanya idoch, la yameid odom b'shus ha-yochit, v'yagbiya yodoy l'mayla mi'asoret fochim, l'poches mi'gimu, somach legag v'yitzarek. So tziref is osa, avol kailatu v'shoisa. But klite is muta. Minatzinoer mikol mokem shoise. So without the two dots, so this is the seifa of the Baraisa. So the seifa of the Baraisa said, Minatzinoer mikol mokem shoise. So Rashi says, that's napshat, that Minatzinoer mikol mokem shoise masnisen hi, balamata miyasorekoi. This is now going back on the Mishneh, and lamata miyasore, the loy sefer de Baraisi. This is not the sefer of the Baraisi. Abusot Rashi da ungegangen 11 to say that it is the sefer of the Baraisi. I mean, what would be if it's the sefer of the Baraisi? So let us see the Marsha. The Marsha says as follows. וקיילית מגגי של חבר אבל לא יצרף, אחר כך מס לדיבו מס ניסנה משמעתי, כן צריך לא אם הבאין ימגום גמר מה קוי דקומה מס ניסנה משמעתי, וניר דקוי היפיסקי דמס ניסן ומן הצינה מכל מוקד. Now this tickle, שלוי הויה קוסו בגמורי שלהם בלושן פיסקי. In Rashi's Gemara, it was not written like a new Inyan going back on the Mishnah. Ela ke'ilu hu seifa de Baraisa de la Elmine. Ke'ilu, this is the seifa of the Baraisa. V'im kein hu. Now, if minatzina, so if this is the seifa of the Baraisa, minatzina mikomokim sheise, v'im kein hu shuhu loshna Baraisa, al kochoch tahay mikomokim, is not the way Rashi said, Eine mashmoish loshen tziruf. The havelei lemeimer minatziner mitzaref. Why? Because the Baraisa already mentioned tziruf. Ke de ka'omar bereisha de Baraisa loshen tziruf. That means the reish of the Baraisa said, lo yitzaref, he should not be mitzaref, teich gimul of the gag. Obo minatziruf, mikol moke. So he should have said minatzina yitzarev. He mentioned already tziruf. The here you shouldn't be mitzarev. There should be mitzarev. Bishleim in the Mishnah didn't mention the word tziruf. So memelo, so it's good. The Mishnah says here only one eifin is muta. Koylet od minamaschile or minatzina mikol mokim shayse. But the Baraisa that mentioned the loshen tziruf and fears ois. So Vaistois Mikol Mokim is not the way Rashi had said. So then it has to be Mikol Mokim. That would be Pshat. So that's what Rashi says, Valze Koma, the Masnisinami Shamati, the Loshin Mikol Mokim, Eine Loshin Tzire, Ela Gosini Mikol Mokim, Va'akoylet namikoy, the bechol mokim shuhu shori likloy, v'chein tefor sheyu bebrais. I heard such a pshat in the Mishnah also. V'lav loshen tziruf, who it is not a loshen tziruf. V'hoik sherashi mitzosim tesefta tziruf muta betzina, v'sim dvorem, masnisni v'alamata miyutkoy ratzoloyme, shuhu piski de masnisin. This is going back on the Mishnah. But koyela mata miyut. The ktani masnisin. But lav seifa de beraisu. So the koyela maila miyut. The kivin de koya masnisin. Since it's going on the Mishnah. Shapi kalafushi mikol mokim loshen tziruf to shor la mata miyisora atzim. So that was what was bothering Rashi. He said, dosa teilike ma'asho gizen in Rashi, that Rashi was bothering since there was not a piske in the Gemara, so it seems it's going on the Baraisa. And if it's going on the Baraisa, you cannot say the whole pshat of Rashi. And that's the Masnisin Nami Shomati. That's the Nami Da'ochi garsinen uminatzina umikolmo, okay? That was the beginning of Rashi. So Rashi says, but you can't say this because Rashi has these two kashes. So therefore Rashi says, it's a new thing, it's going on the Mishnah. I'm a listening, it's going on the Mishnah, matam esorikoi. Loi save the baraisi that's going on a mile of miyasor. Tonim yesh betzina abo beroichiv, osa letzav, avo gavdo matam eyut, aboi, uvo lovod nami leka, because there's never lovod by a tzina. Afilochi kamlas miyahave, it's a kamlas, o mapik mi kamlas lushusaram. She's taking from a kamlas lushusaram. Let us see Tosfos. Koilet Adam in a meschila lemata miyut. Kain goris bekuntris lemata miyut. It was a girsa lemaila miyut. Perish me avil. That's a taich koilet. A person is koilet from the avil. Havaloy yitzarif piv oikli lemaschila fisha maschila bepochus megimol samach legag. Because the maschile is pachas v'gimel samach l'gag va'af arpishi l'mata miyut v'komo kem havele kemoitzi min hagag l'rishus haram kim deter gimel l'gag. So the maschile has a halacha of a rishus hayom min ha'tziner mikomo kem shayse perish mikomo kem means b'chol inyin afilu b'tziru kivin shehu l'mata miyut, since it's l'mata miyut. The pia tzinor is 3 tvachim upgeruk from the gag. The leka lover. The gmori mukilo, the less beyabo. The have a beyabo, or you also letzarev, the mekamus shusarab come up. The perish akunteris tatsirov is mutter by a tzinor, muchak betesefte. The mata tzirov betzinor lamata miyot. The kachnire ke girses akunteris the gori. So now it's very good that you goyres maschila lamata miyud. So because it's lamata miyud by maschila dafke klit is mutter and by tzinor tziruf is mutter, but it's dafke lamata miyud lamayla miyud tziruf will be yosa. So it's very good. That was Rashi's cheshbon. The whole lamata miyud, which is mentioned by maschila, is not negeya maschila because maschila really is koylet is mutter for lamayla miyud also. But since we said that tziruf is mutter by tziner, so forget that is dafke lamata miyut. Lamayla miyut, they were goyzer tziruf, otter a tziner, that will be dalad, and that will be an iser derais. The have garsina lamayla miyut, if we would be goyres in the Mishnah, there was such a girsa lamayla miyut. Have mashme, so then it's mashme tziner filo lamayla shot. So tziruf is mutter from tziner filo lamayla. Which is wrong. Ulemata filamaschila shor. Upatisefta le shor latina lamata. Avatina lamaila miyut. A maschila filamata also. So memelas, it's very good, this gives. Isve is the goris uminatina. Umi kolmokain. Mutter. Bukundra sikshal zoisa girsa bigmot. Layamid odom. Now, Tyson brings a different gills. Layamid odom beshus haram. Viagbiya yodoi. Lamata miyut. So speaking about Rishus Arab, he's lifting up his hand to an area that's lamata miyut from the God. Kain girsis abayin chanan. Aval bekuntres goras layamid odom b'shus ayoch. Vachi perush. Layamid odom b'shus. Vachi perush. Layamid al gagoy. V'yitzarei migag chaveri shegavay memenu asoret vachim. So what's the problem? The two Rishus ayochi. It is speaking about that he was not ma'arev with the other God. So memele, so therefore he's mitzarev, he's taking from one rishus to the other rishus. Now Tosfos has a problem already. Now we learned in Kol HaGagos that it is a three lemachloikes, Rav Meir, Rav Shimon, and the Chachamim, if it's called one rishus. I feel they weren't ma'arev. So memele, so we're in hot water. So like the Rabbanon is good. The Rabbanon hold that each gag is considered a separate rishus. So Tosfos will also afilu kerameya. It's going according to Rameya also. The Oma gaga is rishus achasain. The big gag gavoya yud moide. A gag gavoya yud is moide. Think the Magia, the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, is a very geschmacke ha'or over here. Now, Rameya was goizer, a gag goboya yud. That means one gag to another gag, ota tel b'shusarab. That means, just like a tel b'shusarab is also, so he asked one gag that's goboya yud. So he brings the machlikas Rashi in the Ritve, if they answered, if both gagois belong to the same person, according to Rameya. Rashi also feel it belongs to the same person they asked, because they asked that to tell b'shusarab. That's exactly tell b'shusarab. And the Ritva says they only were guys that belong to two people. Even the Ramei holds, or call Gagis as a shusachas, but two people, that's doimet tell b'shusarab. But one person, they weren't guys. So the Magi and the Taisa by the Persis medayik from Taisvis, Taisa says, v'loi irvu. So you see that Taisa holds like the Ritva. Because according to Rashi, if it is speaking about that, according to Ramei and it's Gavoya, so why did say Lo Yirvu? I feel that both Gagis belong to him. According to Rashi, it's also awesome. Period. Okay, so Taisus says it can go feel according to Ramei, and since one is Gavoya Yud from the other, so it's called I'm taking from two Rishis. I feel the Rav Shimon. Now Taisus goes further. Like it's even we pass them like Rav Shimon. So, Rav Shimon holds kol agagis or reshus achas. Raflu Rav Shimon motza osa. The motzi lefrushi, the letzarev osa. Now, why is tziref osa? I'm standing on one gag. Want to take from one gag to another gag. So what's wrong with letzarev? Levim lebayis kom. It means not to take from one gag to another gag. It means to take from one gag to the gag he's standing on to the bayis. So he's taking from a gag to a bayis. The koilet muta afilu lahavia. Now koilet is muta, because I'm not taking from that gag. Chigoyim sheloi shavsu begag chaveiro. Now Taisa says that we have to say another thing, that this mayim was not shavis l'chayra erev shabbos begag chaveiro. Because if it was shavis begag chaveiro, and we're speaking about to take into my house, so what's kate meron koilet? So Kailut is also not a trufa. If it was Shavis, the Gag Chaveira, I can't take from Yenim's Gag to my house. It was Gag Miranda, take it there, Chaveir. So Memele, so Taisva says, Uchigoyim Shiloi Shavsu Begag Chaveira. The E Shavsu, if it is speaking about Pshita the Osa Laviyam Labayis. So if I stay to now, I'll take it into the Bayis. So speaking about loishops. Also the tzarev levim lebayis. Afal piken tziruf is also. So now lechera tesis is going. Lechera was loishopsu. It was loishopsu. Begag chaveiroi. So I'm not taking from his gag. So like it wasn't kind of shvis on his gag. So I'm not taking from his gag to my bayit. Mikol mokim, afal gav de loyshav su osa letzav lavim lebayit. De domi mamish de migag lebayis komaisi. So that's my Taisa says to take behedye from his gag to my bayis, even though it wasn't shavis, that is osa. Above. Even though it wasn't shavis, which l'chayim me'ikar adin it should be muta, but that is also. But kailet, since it wasn't shavis, it's muta. So meilas, so what did Taisa say now? So Taisa said that this barais can go fill according to Rav Shimon, and the isa from the gag shalamayla is not to my gag, no, it's to my bias. So Taisa says, avolishted the barais l'mishtamekir Rav Shimon, that's going to take into the bias. It says, Avol koilet hu v'shoise. He's not tzair mitzarev, but he's koilet v'shoise. V'aistais mashme bimkoimoi, where he's standing on his gag he drinks. So he's not taking it into his house. So Mamela Tzirov is also speaking about that he's taking it on his gag. No, if he's taking it on his gag, how does it stim according to Rav Shimon? Mashme bimkoimoi, that the koilet v'shoise bimkoimoi, so it can't go according to Rav Shimon. He says, my whole shtick Torah that I want to say it's going according to Rav Shimon, it would be nice, but it doesn't stim with the Loshna Barais. והודה אמר בגיטן בעזוירק, אמר רב יהודה אמר שמול, לא ימאית אדם בגגוי, ויקלוית מקשומים מגגוי של חברו. שנת ביקוילת מקשומים מגגוי של חברו. Now here it says קליט is also. No, that my wife is on. Shmuel passed with like Rav Shimon. Haynu laviyam labayis kedefrishis lel. Tzorech loyimah. The aynik shechshavsu begat. Now we have to say that Shmuel is speaking about the shechshavsu begat. The b'shaloi shechshavsu shari kedemrin enoche. Here we're saying, he said before, Zloi Shav so begak, and he's koilet, so what is he allowed to take it to base also? Mari oimer, the hosam airi bekoilet me aver gak chaveli. Ochem bekoilet me aver gak shaloi besomoch le gak chaveli. So here we have a picture in the parish high. But that's the mer, that Pshadas is standing on Yenim's gak, and here Pshadas is standing on his gak. So I think the pshat in the Mari is that just like Taisus had said, that even though it was loy shavas begag chaver, even though it was loy shavas me'avir begag chaveroi, but if he's koilet me'avir gag chaveroi, so that's considered like he's taking migak chaveiroi. I think that is pshat in Taisvis, and that is doime to be tzarev. Taisvis said that even though it was loy shavas, but if he's mitzarev from gag chaveiroi, so that is awesome. So here, that's what Taisvis means. If he takes it, me'avir gag chaveiroi, maybe it's speaking about, we have Taisvis was thinking that was toich gimel, to the Ave Gag Chaveiroi, so then it's like Mitzarev, maybe. Then it's like Mitzarev. So it's only Mutter, if he takes it, me Ave Gag Shaloi. Zog, the Mishneh weiter. Boir, Bershus Arabe, Bechul Yosoi, Kavoya, Yud Tfoche. Let us see, picture 29, page 270. You have a Boir, now, surrounding the boyer, we have a chulya that is a sarat tvoch. So the Gemara learned that, what benefit does one get at the chulya is a sarat tvoch? The benefit is as follows, that when he takes the bucket out of the boyer, in order to lift it into his chaloyim, he has to lift it 10 tfachim, because you have a chul, you have 10 tfachim. So the bucket is lamaylo miyut. So therefore, he's taking from a reshus ayochid, lamaylo miyut, to a reshus ayochid, which is a hetagom. That is l'cher pshat in the Mishnah. Boir b'shus haram, techul yosai gavoya yut tfachim, chaloin sha'al gabo, Chaloyin, which is over the boil v'chul yosei, memale memeno b'shabbos. Ashpa b'rshus harabim, this is picture 30 on page 218. You have an ashpa b'rshus harabim, gavoya yutvochim, chaloyin shal gabo, v'shoifchim l'soicho mayim b'shabbos. Allowed to pour from the chaloyin onto the ashpa.